In the holy name of Jesus, amen. Of the many names for this Sunday, one of them is Refreshment Sunday. Not referring to any kind of snack afterwards, don't worry. That's because the church, in her wisdom, has given
this day to you to pause, to hear God's word, to receive his gifts, and to be refreshed. Your life, according to God's word, is described as a wilderness wandering, like the Israel of old in the Sinai Peninsula. In that wilderness, you think that you lack food and that you lack drink. It seems as if pain, life is pain and struggle, difficulty and loss, poverty and need. The challenges that faced old Israel are the same for you, new Israel. It seems as if God the Father is neglecting your physical needs, the needs to provide for yourself, for your family, the needs to provide for this congregation and for her ministry and her school, the needs to provide for those who are hungry and homeless and without clothes and without shelter, in great need. It seems that the Father doesn't provide. And maybe you lament like the fathers of old, "Would that we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt. Because at least in that place we sat by the meat pots and ate bread to the full. Life was so much better before." Ignorance was bliss. Or for you, the new Israel, maybe you think it was so much easier before, or if you would not be a Christian at all. And so God speaks to you. And the truth is that only God himself can command the rain to fall and cause the seed to sprout. Only by God the Father are your needs provided. First article, "Give us this day our daily bread," is the prayer of hungry pilgrims. Not who just need their bellies filled, but need their doubts satisfied. Does God truly provide? So Jesus would have you pray, "Give us this day our daily bread," thereby faith instilling trust again. You know that God will care for you. These doubts are the doubts of your flesh, the doubts of this world. And over, because you doubt, you hear in the stories of the old how God visits and satisfies the hungry people with good things. He never fails to provide. For Israel, it was the manna that was on the earth, the bread from heaven. Later, Moses is allowed to strike the stone, and out from the stone comes water, living water. Today we heard from Christ, the greater Moses, who sat on the mountain, who saw the hungry multitudes, and cares for them before they even grumble to him, miraculously feeding the 5,000 with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And you, too, God cares for you. He feeds you. He takes care of your every need of body, either now or in eternity. Don't trust me? Trust God. Look at how he cared for your fathers. He will care for you. But of course, we're not simply physically hungry. There is a greater hunger and thirst. A hunger that no amount of earthly bread could satisfy. A thirst that even the loveliest spring of water could not satisfy. That is the demands of the law and our death. Our pilgrimage as God's new Israel is not just in body, but in soul. Christ has redeemed your whole person, body and soul, flesh and bone, spirit. Everything he has done has its object in the salvation of your entire life, soul and body. Give us this day our daily bread is more than just providing for the needs and wants of the body. We say, give us this day our daily bread as we receive spiritual strengthening for our wearied soul as we pass through this waterless place of death. Today, again, is the day the Lord refreshes you. And he does this by telling you what he has done for you. He has redeemed you through his shed blood. Your enemies, sin, death, and devil, have had their teeth knocked out. That means your sin cannot bite back. The worst the devil can do is gum you to death, Luther said. Death even has lost its sting. Like your fathers, the people of Israel, you have already been delivered from the hands of your enemies. God gives you a great promise, and he is delivering you into that land of promise, flowing with milk and honey. You hear, you pray that you would believe, again, that God always keeps this promise. He saves you from your own doubt and worry and despair. He saves you from the evil of this world. He gives to you eternal life, salvation, to dwell with him forever in heaven. This salvation began and continues as Christ redeemed you from hell's captivity and devil's stranglehold. And for you, that was in holy baptism. There you were made new in Christ, an adopted child of God, never to be left behind or forsaken. And because you doubt, God sends his messengers to you over and over, declaring what was yours in baptism, the forgiveness of sins, proclaimed by the Holy Gospel and through that word of absolution that you heard today. These gifts of God are his means of refreshing you. So that means that every Sunday is Refreshment Sunday. Every Sunday you are refreshed by God's word. Every Sunday your old Adam is crucified again with Christ. And the new man in Christ is raised up in purity and righteousness and holiness forever. Every Sunday is a refreshment for the journey through this valley of the shadow of death to the springs of living water. And as he fed his people of old in the wilderness, so he feeds you, his new Israel, in this wilderness, instituting the gift that strengthens you for your wayfaring and your journeying. He sees your hunger and thirst for righteousness, and he satisfies it today with his body and his blood. The Lord's Supper is the holy sacrament given to you to forgive your sins, to strengthen your faith in God, and to receive love that you would then love your neighbor. All in the midst of a world that does not know love or faith or refreshment. God never said that it would be easy, but he did say he would never leave you alone and that he always will provide for you. Today, giving you his flesh to eat and his blood to drink, feeding you so that you would not perish of hunger or thirst along the way, that your faith would not be overcome, that the darkness would not overcome the light. He feeds you to keep you with him forever. Because under the bread and wine, Christ gives you himself. He joins you to himself. And thus, attached to the sacrament is a great promise. A promise which Christ gives later on in John's Gospel after this great miracle we heard today. He says, "Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life." Already, now. and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. So the food today is no ordinary food, ordinary bread or wine. It is, for you, an unending feast upon Christ's life. As you receive this heavenly food, you are renewed by his life for the life to come, refreshed today for the hard days that lie ahead. And in the sacrament, you're actually given to see already over the horizon to that which you can only know by faith, but which is yours, which is the resurrection of the body and the life everlasting. Rejoice. Let's be refreshed. In Jesus' name, amen.